Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. If you've bought a high-end phone in the last couple of years, it probably has two features that are wonderful that few know about or use. One is fast charging, which we discussed a while back, and the other is wireless charging. And some phones even have both. Wireless fast charging, best of both worlds. But let's get back to basics. What is wireless charging? It's essentially a standardized system where a coil in a charger matches a coil in your phone, and the two match up, allowing a transfer of energy and result in charging. They need to lie flat against each other and in contact or nearly in contact. The standard term for this is QI charging, and if your phone or charger have that, things should be okay. It is the most convenient way to charge your phone. Drop your phone onto a QI-enabled pad or even a bedside clock or a night light, and voila. One can even get furniture with QI chargers built into them, and many high-end desks are featuring hidden pads, and you get some mouse pads with them too. Apple has gone one better. Accompanying the phone coil is a magnet system that's in the iPhone 12 and iPhone 13, allowing a similar magnetic accessory to match up. Apple use this for micro wallets and phone case attachments too. It's pretty clever. Apple has a little wired puck that's about 40 millimeters in diameter and about 5 millimeters thick. Think like a small pickle jar lid that snaps the back of the phone and begins the charging for you. And a little slick animation comes up on the front of the phone showing charging. And these cost 799 Rand and are called a MagSafe charger. Careful you buy the right one, though, because they also sell a smaller one for the Apple Watch, and that won't work. The reason it won't work is power output, which brings me to the next point. Wireless chargers are available in various wattages, and my recommendation if you're buying one is to get one with at least 15 watts. You can find unbranded MagSafe imitations from around 200 Rand, and for the record, I bought one of those from Takealot. Look for quality, though, if longevity is a concern. There is a huge variation in quality, from cheap rubbish plastic ones that won't last a week to beautiful aluminium ones that don't cost much more and will last you many years. If you aren't in the Apple universe, consider any charger that has the ergonomics you like that is QI enabled. These are great pads, and they will work for Apples too, by the way. And you even get some with stands besides the multifunction devices I mentioned earlier. Some have multiple coils that allow more than one device to be charged at a time. Think about your headphones, watch, and phone all charging at once. Come home or get to the office, drop them on your table, and done. Slavishly charging your devices is no longer something you need to put on your resume. It is interesting that the bulk of the newer cars I'm testing for fine motoring include a wireless charging pad now. Even better, finally, there's a logical place to leave your phone out of sight and out of your hands and temptation while driving. It's not a life-changing bit of tech, this, but one of those things that once you have it, you can't imagine going back. And that's it for this week. It's David Dondi. It's been good fun talking to you. david@fmr.co.za if you want to drop me a line about something. Otherwise, that podcast at fmr.co.za. Thank you.